Welcome to the Benchmark Weekly Civil Law Review.
On Friday, the 19th of April, 2024, Lau and Marilla Estate Proprietary Limited, Tasmanian Civil and Administrative Tribunal. Museum was committing sex discrimination by making a particular exhibition only available to women. Miller and Minister for Immigration, Citizenship and Multicultural Affairs and Anor. High Court of Australia. Failing to comply with Section 29, Subsection 1, Paragraph C of the Administrative Appeals Tribunal Act 1975, Commonwealth, by not including a statement of the reasons for an application, does not mean that the tribunal's jurisdiction is not engaged. Selkirk and Wyatt. Full Court of the Federal Court of Australia. Defamation. No serious harm from a report of convictions for dishonesty offences that were later overturned on appeal, where the appellant admitted she had behaved deceptively, notwithstanding her acquittal. Australian Securities and Investments Commission and NUMI Limited, Federal Court of Australia. A company established legal professional privilege over an investigation report, but had waived that privilege by involuntarily disclosing that report to ASIC. Learman and Network 10 Proprietary Limited, Federal Court of Australia. Defamation. Allegation of rape in television program. Defence of substantial truth under Section 25 of the Defamation Act 2005, New South Wales, succeeded. Primary Securities Limited as trustee of the Baker Partners Founders Fund and Warburton, Federal Court of Australia. Court gave judicial advice to a trustee that it would be justified in maintaining proceedings against certain respondents, discontinuing against others, and commencing proceedings against a new respondent. Wright and State of New South Wales, Court of Appeal of New South Wales. A medical assessor under the Workers' Compensation Act 1987, New South Wales, should have given effect to an estoppel arising from an earlier arbitration between the parties. Wayne and Ledin Sovereign Super Proprietary Limited, Court of Appeal of New South Wales. Primary judge had not erred in finding that an interest rate of 6% per month was not in itself unjust, but the interest being compounding was. Broad Spectrum Australia Proprietary Limited and Pharma, Court of Appeal of New South Wales. Worker who fell downstairs at the Commonwealth Regional Processing Centre in Nauru succeeded in negligence against his employer and the contractor responsible for the maintenance at the centre. Construction and Design Australia Proprietary Limited and Robinson No. 2, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Owners failed in misleading or deceptive conduct case against a builder, and the builder succeeded in recovering further amounts from the owners. Ivan Isevic and NNT Building Proprietary Limited, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Dismissal of proceedings on basis of limitation period refused, as no evidence showed that the plaintiff first received legal advice regarding the relevant claim before the relevant date. Bega Valley Shire Council and Kenpass Proprietary Limited, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Adjudicator under the Building and Construction Industry Security of Payments Act 1999, New South Wales, had not fallen into jurisdictional error in finding that council's payment schedule had not adequately stated reasons for withholding payment. Brown and State of Victoria, Supreme Court of Victoria. Litigation alleging police torts against protesters. Claim for public interest immunity upheld over documents relevant to police tactics in response to protests. Kalachinsky and Mercy Community, Supreme Court of Queensland. Claim by injured employee set aside as the claim could not succeed and was also time barred. Hove and University of Western Australia, Court of Appeal of Western Australia. University prevented dental student from re-enrolling in units after the health service excluded him from clinical placement. Judicial review application successful against university and unsuccessful against health service, but the court noted the health service may find it prudent to afford procedural fairness when deciding whether to maintain its exclusion. Al-Rifai and ACT. Court of Appeal of the ACT. Admitted negligence by a hospital in failing to diagnose pancreatic cancer had not caused any loss or damage to the plaintiff.
Thank you for listening.